פרשת הזינו, פרק למד בית פסוק וב, at the beginning of the parsha, titling the Dvar Torah, Rabbi Gone Astray. So the pasuk reads, Ha Lashem tigmilu zot am naval v'lo chacham, halo hu avicha kanecha hu ascha v'ichonenecha. The translation is, this how you repay the Lord, you disgraceful, unwise people? Is he not your father, your master? So the word naval, there appears numerous times in Tanakh, and it seems to have different connotations. In fact, the Oznaim LaTorah has two Perushim. What is a Naval? He says, Yesh adasim anashim oskim b'chochmot v'achkirot philosophit. People that deal themselves with all the wise intellect, philosophy, u'mitach mitoch kach hem nifgayim b'munatam v'nebachim l'kofrim. The Naval. And therefore it leads them astray, and they end up being apikursim, kofrim. And that's the word naval. Another pshat is a more simple one. Shelo mitoch limud chochmot ha-filosofia, ela mitoch, another translation of naval, achila v'shtiya gasa. Gluttons, overindulging. And the Oznaim LaTorah brings various psukim to show where each one of these words naval would apply. The Hamik Dover, the Netziv, goes in a total different direction. And he bases himself basically on the Targum Unkelus. When it says, Am Naval, he says, Dekabilu Oraita, you nation, almost like proud of you, that you accepted the Torah, you were the ones that stood at Har Sinai. But yet, they follow the evil paths. And he quotes a previous statement in Parshat Elchanan, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet. And he talks about the potential of the Talmud Chacham misleading the congregation, the community. He finds heterim for himself. Well, you know, Adam Kervalatzmo. He's worried about himself. And the community sees, well, if the rabbi does this, we could do it also. They mimic him. And the word naval comes from the word chochma. And this word, he says, in the shame of the Vilna Gaon of the Gra. And one wonders, how is it possible that a person could sit and steig away and grow up to be a first-rate Talmud Chochem? Unbelievable. And yet, there's certain things about him that totally are misleading, that totally lack in frumkeit. The Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, in Perek Yud, talks about people that in Ochinami, they study Torah, they study what he calls Chochma and Yediyat Hashem, but yet for the wrong reasons. So in Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Yud, the last Perek, he's ending up the culmination of Tshuva, and he writes, Al yomar adam hareni oseh mitzvot ha-Torah v'osak b'chochma k'dei she'kabel kol ha-brachot ha-ktuvot bo, o k'dei she'zkeh l'chai olam haba. The person should say, you know, I'm going to do all the mitzvot in the Torah, I'm going to sit and learn Torah, steig away. Why? I want the schar from the mitzvot that Kadosh Baruch Hu promises in the Torah. I also want the schar that he promises that we get the Chai Olam Haba to the world to come. What's so wrong with that? What's the tragedy? And he writes in Rambam, Ein ra'ui lavod et Hashem al derech hazeh. That's not the proper way. She'oved al derech zeh, who oved miyira, only from fear. But let's go on. Because he's found something in even studying Torah, observing all of the mitzvot, that there's something wrong. It's not the right thing. Think in terms of the Hamikdover and the shame of the Goyim. In Halacha Bet, he writes, Ha'ovid me'ava, describe the person's Ovid me'ava from love of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oseik b'Torah mitzvot, V'holech b'netivot ha'chochma, Lo mipnei davar ba'olam, V'lo mipnei yirat hara, V'lo lefi going to the off the ruach derech. Why am I miyovan Hashem? Simply because Torah is emes. Ose emet mitneishu emet. And what's going to happen to the world to come? And here it's Hashem, God will find to give me reward. Let's continue halacha hey. Kola osik batorah kadeil lekabil schar. I'm studying Torah, doing mitzvot, because I want to get reward. Oh, shalot tegila puranut. Well, I don't want to be punished if I won't observe mitzvot. I'll do aveiris and I'll get punished. Hareza osek shalot lishma. For la osek ba loli yira, v'loli kabel schar, and lishu avat adon kol haaretz, shetzivaba hareza osek ba lishma. In other words, the Rambam, and he goes into detail, I've just skimmed it a little bit, summarized it, that there's a concept of being an Oved Hashem, and there's something basically, fundamentally wrong. I'm learning Torah, I'm doing mitzvahs, and yet I do it for the wrong reasons. And what will happen if I do it the wrong reasons? That's not the highest level. I dare say that that type of a Rav that's doing it because of his COVID, or because whatever the reasons might be, because I want to be a rabbi, because I know the rabbis are very special people in the community. They're treated very well. I want to be a rabbi. I heard the rabbi makes a fine living. I want to be a rabbi because I heard that the rabbi doesn't have to work the whole week. He works on Shabbos and Yontif. And you and I, the public, can see two Talmidei Chachamim, and at first glance, our appraisal would be that they're both equal. But Hashem knows who is who. And I take it for granted, I assume, that the wise and the intelligent could figure out someday, sometimes, this rabbi goes astray. Who is the rabbi that won't go astray? If everything he's doing, l'shem shamayim. He said, I'm observing Torah, I'm observing mitzvahs, because that's Teres Hashem, and it's emes. What the Torah has is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's doing the emes. May we be zeicha for gemar chatima tova, that we along should be, pay attention to listen, just like the Shemayim Va'aretz, Hazinu HaShemayim V'Dabera V'Tishma Aretz Zimri Pi. We also should hear the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Ovid Hashem out of Ava, meaning because this is the true emes, this is the derech. And Rabbi Shalom therefore will bless us all with a gemar chatima tova, shana tova to us, our families, our communities, and Klal Yisrael. Amen.